Thank you. Merci. Dankeschön. Whatever language you speak, these simple words and phrases of gratitude are some of the earliest we learn as children and the ones we use the most in our everyday lives. Scientists as far back as Darwin have described the practice of gratitude as being fundamental throughout our evolutionary history and essential for our survival. Gratitude is the positive emotion we experience when others show us kindness, and this feeling inspires us to show appreciation in return. These reciprocal acts mean that others are more likely to help us again in the future, and so can strengthen social bonds and friendships. Practicing gratitude makes us feel better. It's an affirmation of goodness and warmth that we can all generate and appreciate. The good news is, gratitude is a really simple and powerful strategy that we can all use to improve our well-being. And there's plenty of science to back this up. Brain activity studies show that gratitude is a complex emotion built around social interactions, interpersonal bonding, moral judgment, and empathy. Practicing gratitude can help us shift our mindset to a positive one. It counters negative emotions and is a quick and effective way to build our resilience. When we practice gratitude, we sleep better. We're kinder to others, more patient, more humble, and more helpful. We also build stronger relationships and social networks. All these effects have been shown to improve our physical and emotional health and reduce our risk of developing burnout. Practicing gratitude also promotes happiness. It helps us tune in to all the positivity that exists around us, especially during more challenging times. We can cultivate our gratitude through simple practices that allow us to become more consciously aware of the good things in our lives and show appreciation for them. One example of a gratitude practice that's easy to adopt and has been scientifically shown to improve happiness and well-being is sharing three good things that have happened to us in a day. This can be done privately as a journaling exercise, by setting up a group message chat with friends or colleagues, or perhaps at mealtimes with our partner or family. Giving thanks to others is another example. Perhaps showing appreciation by sending a simple card, gift, or message to make a person feel valued and respected. Or what about giving yourself the opportunity to really experience and feel a moment, savouring the positive emotions that this brings? The invitation is to give gratitude a go. Say thank you, merci. Dankeschön, and spread a little happiness to help everyone feel better, including yourself. Catch this podcast again at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.